We're in Simen Tuf Resh Pei Zion. The Mechaber had said that Kriyas HaMegillah beats every mitzvah except for Mace Mitzvah, which does not have anyone to bury it. That if someone finds this Mace Mitzvah, then first they bury the Mace Mitzvah, and then they would read the Megillah. The Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas. What does it mean that it is a Mace Mitzvah? Some say that it means that there are people that are able to bury it, but and it won't just lay there not doing anything at all, but it's just you're the first one there, and it's better to be mizares to bury this body, to give it more kavod so that it's not laying out at all. And if that's the situation, you'd be allowed to do that before reading the Megillah. But the Magen Avraham disagrees and says, no, only when there's literally no one else to bury the body, that you find it out in a field or something like that, that it's going to sit there for a long time and nobody's going to bury it. That's when that you would do that before reading the Megillah. But if it's in the city where there are other people who are able to bury the mace, so then Mikra Megillah would come first. So this is a machlokes in what situation we find ourselves in. The Ramah adds, Chozel Omairi Elabed Ika Shehus Lasol Shtein. It's only talking about when you have enough time to do both the mitzvah and Mikra Megillah. So then normally Mikra Megillah you do first and then the mitzvah. Avlim Efshar Lasol Shtein. But if you're not able to do both the mitzvah and Mikra Megillah, Ein Shom Mitzvah Doraisa Nitches Mne Mikra Megillah. Then there is no mitzvah Doraisa which is going to be pushed off because of Megillah. If you're deciding between doing a mitzvah Doraisa or mitzvah Dorabanan, obviously the mitzvah Doraisa of whatever it is that you're talking about beats Mikra Megillah. And same thing when it comes to Bris Milah versus Megillah. The Mishnah Berurah says that if there's enough time to do both, that's when you do Megillah first because of Bris Minisa. But otherwise, you would only do Bris Milah. Even though he says that that's the case, Mishnah Berurah says that the Menag HaOlam is to do the Bris Milah first. And the reason given for why you do the Bris Milah first, as we'll see in the Ramah later on, is because of an Asmach. The Pasuk says, La'ihudi Maisa Or V'simcha V'sason, and Sason refers to Milah. So that's why you do the Milah before the Mikra Megillah. Again, the Ramah says, though, that that's only if you have time for both. But if you don't have time for both, then the Mitzvah Doraisa beats the Mitzvah Durabanan. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Taz in the name of the Maharshal and the Bach and the Vilna Gaon as well that Mikra Megillah really does always come first because of Pirsumei Nisa. And even though Mikra Megillah is only Midrabanan, the Taz explains that it still beats a Mitzvah Doraisa because Divrei Kabbalah are like Divrei Torah. This is a big Chiddush. Could also be related to the Ritva that Yesh Kol Chamim Lakor Davar Min HaTorah B'Shei V'Al Taisa. But still, even according to this opinion, the Prima Gadam writes that if you're able to read the Megillah afterwards and you have a Mitzvah Doraisa in front of you, it's a Mitzvah Overes, so then for sure you should do the Mitzvah Doraisa, which is time is passing, as opposed to Mikra Megillah, which you will still have time for. The Ramah finishes up. The only time the Meis Mitzvah comes first is when you'll be able to read the Megillah afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah says, but if it's right before dark, where you're not going to be able to read the Megillah anymore, but the Meis Mitzvah you could do at night, so then better to read the Megillah and then do the Meis Mitzvah at night. Siman Tov Resh Pei Ches. Krachim hamukafim chomim mos Yeshua ben Nun afilo ina mukafin achshav korin bites vav afilo b'chutz la'aretz. So cities which are surrounded by a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, even if they don't have a wall anymore, they read on the 15th and not on the 14th, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Why is this true? The Mishnah Berurah gives us a background. Yeah. Then in the time of Mordechai, when the miracle occurred, the Jews everywhere fought on the 13th, and then they rested from their enemies on the 14th. And they made a celebration that day. But in Shushan, the Jews fought on the 14th, and they didn't have the day of relaxation and Yantif until the 15th. And since at that time it was split into two different days, the war and the relaxation, so too, when Mordechai and Esther established with the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah to make a Purim for generations, they split it into two different days. And really, it should have been based on the time of Shushan, that whenever whoever was surrounded by walls at the time of Shushan, of the Purim miracle, that's who would have that. However, since Eretz Yisrael was destroyed at the time, and therefore the walled cities outside of Eretz Yisrael would be more important than any cities in Eretz Yisrael, therefore they established for covenant of Eretz Yisrael that any city which was surrounded by a wall in the time of Yeshua ben Nun would read on the 15th, even though they were not surrounded by a wall during the time of the Purim miracle, and everybody else would do Megillah on the 14th, except for Shushan, which even though it wasn't surrounded by a wall at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, they would still read on the 15th, because that's actually where the miracle had occurred.